Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Roxanne Backer with Neighborhood Credit Union. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Julie.
What a lovely day it is today.
It is. It's a great day.
Yeah. So a little while back, I did a Facebook Live with Roxanne at their building that was under construction over by Tacos for Life, but it's not under construction anymore.
That's right. It's official.
Yay.
We're in. We are so excited.
When did y'all move in?
Oh, great. It was Monday the 8th.
Oh, good. So y'all been in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So you already have like pictures on your desk and stuff.
Well, I don't technically have a desk there.
Oh, okay. But it looks like people are settling then.
Yes. Yes, we are. We had a few hiccups, you know, new building move. There's always something.
Yeah.
But anyway, the building is gorgeous.
It is the coolest building. So describe the style. If you haven't seen it, it's over by Tacos for Life.
Yeah.
And like in between that and what Arby's?
Valvoline.
Valvoline. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just this, the north side of Arby's there. But it is, if you haven't seen it, it's a round building. And I don't know where the round came from, but we have two other branches way up north in Prosper and Anna that look the same.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't know where that design came from. I don't know if there was a reason for that, but it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and it's just this round, tall ceilings, windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gorgeous.
All we glass have a little, across the front.
Yes, all glass across the front on the 77 side there. And that's what I think we love most about it.
Yeah.
Is our old location. It was so dark.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled to be here. It's just gorgeous. I hope everybody will come out and see us. Mayor Doug Bardens was there, stopped by the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to visit with him because I was on the phone, but he got a quick tour and
he loves that building.
Yes.
He was talking about that. He's the one who actually was telling me, like, have you seen the new building?
And yeah, it's so great. It's just beautiful. And the paint and the, you know, there's just like a little coffee bar kind of thing.
Cool.
There's like booth seating.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
The teller. It's just great. It's great.
So
it's
your ribbon cutting is what, May 5th.
May 5th.
And yes. Everyone's invited out to that?
Of course.
Come out and check it out.
Yes. So we're going to do a ribbon cutting on May 5th at 4. So uh-huh. Look for that. And then we're also going to do a block party.
What does that mean? You're going to do a block party right there by Tacos for Life in that whole area?
At our branch, yes.
Oh, cool.
Outside, it's going to be fantastic. So
that's
going to be, it's a Saturday, June 4th. So everybody's going to be out at the gingerbread tour and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So come by and see us. I think we're going to go like 11 to 2. It'll be a few hours. We'll have stuff for kids. We'll have bounce houses. We'll have food. We'll have drinks. We're just going to celebrate our new branch. So we invite everybody in Waxahachie to come out. We're working with the high school to get like the band and,
oh,
you know,
that'd be
that,
fun.
That stuff. It's going to be great. So that'll be June 4th. But yes, ribbon cutting will come first on May 5th.
It.
So I hope you all come and
what
see
time?
Us. 4 o'clock.
4 p.m. Hey, so for those who aren't familiar with credit unions, let's talk a little bit about credit unions versus banks.
Yes.
Like what is the benefit? Tell us all about credit unions.
So there is a difference. I mean, it's the same in that we offer checking accounts and savings accounts, loans, credit cards, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just, credit unions are set up differently than banks. So banks are for-profit financial institutions and credit unions are not-for-profit financial institutions. So at the end of the year, we don't have to pay investors and stakeholders out of our profits, right?
Okay,
so
yeah.
Credit unions can reinvest that money back into the credit union. So that translates to better interest rates and lower fees for credit union members. And so that's the other thing is when you have an account at a credit union, you're a member. You're not a customer. So every credit union has what's called a membership account.
Mm-hmm.
And they're most often savings accounts. They require you to put in a certain amount of money. For us, it's $25. It sits in your savings account for the life of your membership. That's your part ownership, your share ownership of the credit union. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever close your accounts, you get that money back. It's just, we ask that just sits in your membership account for the life of your membership with us. And then you can do any other business with us, but it's a regular savings account. That membership account is called a prize savings account. This is so cool, Julie. We give away $1,000 every Friday to a member. And once a year, we give away a penny shy of $50,000.
So say that again real slow. Give $1,000 away. How often?
Every Friday.
Why?
Because we want to encourage our members to save. And so it's based off of your balance in that savings account. So for every $25 in your average daily balance, it's an entry into those drawings.
What?
You don't have to do anything but save. So your average daily balance, say it's $100, that's four entries into those drawings. And so we do the $1,000 every Friday. We announce the winner on Facebook. And then once a year in January, we award a grand prize of $49,999.99.
So if you win one time during the year, can you still be in that grand prize?
Yes. You can win. Like, your name goes back in.
It does?
Yes.
So as long as you have your money in there.
Yes.
And then what was the... Oh, you said $49,900?
$49,999.99. It's a penny shy of $50,000.
What's the penny thing? Is that to keep it under some kind of tax thing?
It's a tax thing.
That's pretty cool, though. But I wouldn't mind $49,999.
Right? I wouldn't mind
$1,000. Exactly. I wouldn't mind $5.
It's just an incentive to save. So yeah. You'll see that credit unions are... We're not as big as banks. You're not going to see a credit union in every town, on every corner, that sort of thing. You will see that credit unions have a bit more lenient requirements. We're more apt to work with the member to say, okay, maybe we can't get you this loan right now, but this is what we can do, and let's help you get to the point where you need to be. It's a lot more personal. You're a member, you're part owner in that credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just feels different when you walk into a credit union. I'm not right now saying anything negative about banks, but credit unions are just different.
Yeah.
And I encourage folks, if you don't have a credit union, check them out. Check us out. We've got, you can have both. You can have a bank and a credit union. There's nothing to say that you can't, but I just encourage everybody to check it out. We've got a great website. We offer all the great services, all the great convenience things. So online banking, mobile banking.
You can do all that.
Yeah. We have Zelle. So mobile deposit, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the other really cool thing is that we now have, in our new building, it's not just an ATM, it's called an ITM. So this actually is in our drive-thru. So if you've been there, you've seen, we don't have a traditional tube drive-through. So we have what's called an ITM. It's like a glorified ATM. They're great. So you can still go get your cash out. It's cool because you can pick the denominations of your cash. So it's not just 20s. You can pick if you want 1s, 5s, whatever. So that's fabulous. But you can also deposit cash and checks. So it's not just a night drop where you put it in. It's you put your debit card in, it pulls up your account. You can deposit a check, cash, whatever. It's great. And it's just like depositing in the branch.
That's pretty cool.
So, it's very convenient. You can do that 24/7.
When you work somewhere, have a checks auto drafted into your account and all that sort of thing? I was going to ask you something else. Do y'all do commercial type stuff too? Or is it mainly for individuals?
We focus on individual banking.
That's good. So that helps break down kind of like if people are trying to understand. So business, business stuff, their bank, and then you can do your personal stuff with the neighborhood credit.
So you can do, we offer like external transfers. So you can transfer to or from your neighborhood account to an external financial institution if you want. But lots of really great products and services. And, you know, we've been in Waxahachie for, I think it's like 15 years. And so this new branch, it's long, long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited, but we've got some great stuff. We're open from 9 to 5 on Saturday, that ITM, from 9 to noon, you can push a button for the teller during business hours, but also on Saturday from 9 to noon, push a button and a teller will come on the screen if you need some help or whatever. I mean, it's super convenient, but it's nice because if you can't get there during business hours, you can still go do your deposit. If you don't want to use mobile deposit, you can use the ITM for your check deposits, but you can also deposit cash, which is
cool,
which is pretty convenient.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Huh. Well, so it sounds like you need to check out Neighborhood Credit Union. Yes. And you can go to their ribbon cutting on May the 5th and their big block party on June the 4th.
Yes. Yes.
And where are you located?
So I was trying to, I didn't look up the exact number.
That's okay.
The you address. Don't have to. So we're up on 77. We're between Tacos for Life.
That's all people
and
really want to know. An address isn't going to matter. They're going to want to know where you're. Where.
I don't know where.
Proximity.
Yes.
So between Valvoline and Tacos for Life.
Tacos for Life. It's super easy to get in and out. I think it was actually two lots we purchased there just so we had enough room. But yep, up between Tacos for Life and Valvoline, you can check us out online at mynCU.com.
NCU.com. Okay.
Yep. And then, or you can find us on the Chamber Facebook page or the Facebook page, the directory, of course, as well. But I just want to, one other thing. On Monday, we just celebrated 92 years.
Wow.
So we've been around for a really long time and we're really invested in Ellis County and in the Waxahachie community. And we're not going anywhere. We're just going to keep improving because we can always improve, just like everybody, right? So come and see us.
So $1,000 a week they're giving away for how much? What are the increments each time?
So if you have every $25 of your average daily balance, it's an entry into the drawing. So we give away $1,000 on Friday, every Friday.
Guys, are y'all hearing this? They give $1,000 away every Friday. And then 99999.99.
A penny shy of $50,000.
Or 49999999. Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, once a year in January. So it's so fun. It's just an incentive to save. And your odds are better than the lottery. So
hey, you know, you should be posting that on the Chamber page. Like,
right?
Promoting that.
Yes.
We need to see who's getting to win each week. That's kind of cool.
Right.
That person would be going, wee, wee, wee.
Right? Fabulous. So come see us.
Yeah.
Check us out. Shannon is the branch manager there. Just stop in. She's there all the time. I'm there sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out and about, but come see us. At least just stick your head in. Check out the new building. We'd love to visit with you.
Thank you, Roxanne. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Julie.
And we'll talk to y'all next week.